This is the Reflection Column, entitled Loving Without Limits, written by Tiffany Cheney. The Gospel reading for the fifth Sunday after Pentecost offers the familiar story of the Good Samaritan. It's a story about loving beyond our comfort zone, extravagantly loving those who stand in need, and loving without limits. This story flips the idea of greatness on its head. Greatness isn't defined by the in-crowd or someone's role. The religious leader and priest aren't the ones who come out of the story smelling like a rose. Instead, greatness is defined by one who loves. In this story, it's the Samaritan, the outcast one of the community, who shows love without limits. What does this mean for us today? Well, it means we can't settle for a world where anything less than love and compassion is accepted as the standard. We have to keep reminding our leaders to see those who are lying on the side of the road and bleeding. We have to keep calling for justice, demanding change until it comes. We can't be content with silent voices. We love by continuing with the relentless pursuit of better and not settling for less. Martin Luther King talked about the Good Samaritan in his last sermon. I've been to the mountaintop the day before he was assassinated, and he compelled his listeners to employ a dangerous unselfishness. Speaking of the Jericho Road, King said, "It's a winding, meandering road. It's really conducive for ambushing. You start out in Jerusalem, which is about 1,200 miles, or rather 1,200 feet above sea level, and by the time you get to Jericho, 15 or 20 minutes later, you're about 2,200 feet below sea level. That's a dangerous road." So the first question the priest asked, the first question that the Levite was asked, if I stop to help this man, what will happen to me? But then King continued, the Good Samaritan came by and reversed the question. If I do not stop to help this man, what will happen to him? To his congregation, King said, that's the question before you tonight. That was the question before those present with King on April 3, 1968, and that's the question before us today. If we don't stop to help the neighbor, what will happen to them? Every day we have these opportunities to be like the Good Samaritan. There are people hurting around us, some bleeding from the body like the man in the text, but likely many more who are bleeding from the soul. We can extend God's grace to a hurting world, and we're the ones who are hurting, the ones bleeding on the side of the road. God's grace will reach us too. Through the love of others, we receive the love of Christ, holding us, wiping us clean, and healing us. We get to return that favor by loving without limits.